Farage calls for investigation into Prime Minister Starmer's alleged role in Muslim grooming gang failures as top prosecutor. By Kurt Sindelka on January 5, 2025. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has called for an investigation into Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's alleged role in the failure to stop Muslim child rape grooming gangs during his time as the country's top prosecutor. Amid renewed focus on the scandal of British authorities overlooking the mass rape of mostly young white British girls by typically Pakistani Muslims in towns and cities across England, Nigel Farage has demanded an investigation into Prime Minister Starmer, who led the Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, from 2008 to 2013. Speaking to The Telegraph, the Reform UK leader said, "We deserve a full public inquiry. Firstly, the public ought to know how ghastly this has been and how long it's been going on for. Secondly, the cover-up by the police, social services. Now it looks like the director of public prosecutions in 2008, which has quite big implications, and the Conservative government themselves, because of the sheer reluctance to debate this for fear of causing community tensions." Mr. Farage also said that there must be a reckoning over the failures of multiculturalism foisted upon the country by both the left-wing Labour Party and the supposedly Conservative Party. "Nobody wants to admit the failings of multiculturalism and they are self-evident. The mass multiple rape of white girls by Pakistani men. Previous reports into the scandal have found that fear of appearing racist or inflaming ethnic tensions saw authorities sweep allegations against Muslim grooming gangs under the rug." A report from the Independent Office for Police Conduct, IOPC, in 2020 found that a police chief in Rotherham told the father of a missing girl that the town would erupt if the public was made aware that Asian grooming gangs were abusing young white girls. Another report from the mayor of Greater Manchester found that officers were told to place their focus on other ethnicities and ignore the large gang of mostly Pakistani Muslims exploiting young girls so that the police force would not seem racist. The governing Labour Party, which controlled many of the local governments where the worst abuses occurred, has so far blocked a national inquiry into the grooming gang scandal. While this may be interpreted as protecting local Labour officials in places like Rotherham, Rochdale, and Telford, among others, some have suggested that it is meant to obscure Prime Minister Starmer's alleged role in the failures. Former Detective Maggie Oliver, who blew the whistle on the failures of the Greater Manchester Police, GMP, in 2012 over the Rochdale grooming gang scandal, said this week that Keir Starmer, as the former director of public prosecutions, is perhaps as guilty as anyone I know in where we find ourselves today. "We all know what's going on, but I don't trust a single one of those who, to date, have been entrusted with keeping our children safe and prosecuting serial rapists. They've failed. Repeatedly. Knowingly. Criminally," she said. The scandal of politically correct failures by British authorities has come under renewed focus this week following criticism from figures such as ex-owner Elon Musk. Starmer was complicit in the rape of Britain when he was head of Crown Prosecution for 6 years. "Starmer must go and he must face charges for his complicity in the worst mass crime in the history of Britain," Musk wrote on Friday. Starmer has previously admitted to shortcomings, including failures to prosecute alleged grooming gang rapists in Rochdale during his time as Director of Public Prosecutions, noting that an issue of ethnicity and a lack of understanding of the victims had played a role in prosecutions not being brought forward. Starmer's government has been relatively muted in response to the international outrage. However, on Friday, Health Secretary Wes Streeting claimed that some of the criticisms from Musk have been misjudged and certainly misinformed. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.